Hi, this is Shannon
and Kristen, and we're better known as
the Bogle Twins.
Welcome to our mini-series Twin Talks, where we take you on a drive with us to a local spot while discussing our travels and recommendations along the way.
You can also find this series on YouTube if you want to watch us try and navigate our way through new cities.
But feel free to continue and listen in on our mini-adventure.
Ooh, happy! Hi, this is Shannon
and Kristen. Welcome to Twin Talks.
Twin Talks.
Okay, so right now we are on our way to Peekskill,
yes,
which is kind of like the Hudson Valley area, which kind of ties in to our latest episode that was just released for the month of November.
Yes.
So the thing about, and something we kind of wanted to talk about, is I feel like we don't address it a lot, especially to new people, that the month of November is a little bit of a special month for us.
Yes.
Because we kind of take the time in this month to be able to just give back to communities that we really love and adore, and also give voice to people that we really respect.
Yes.
And so we actually started this like a couple seasons ago, and actually our first person that we got like on our podcast,
yeah,
was Rebecca Rothney.
Yeah.
She does an organization called Pack for a Purpose,
yeah,
which means that a lot of the times, a lot of communities in the areas, like all over the world, is kind of like her focal point. And you can like either like pack something before you get there on like supplies that maybe the area needs. So she's kind of like, that was the kind of her organization. And when we discovered her, we were like obsessed with it. And we're like, you know what? We want to make sure that that's something that we'll always advocate for. And every November kind of discuss it as well.
Yeah.
And then our other guest that we really loved
was Kwabi, yes, Amoah Forrest. And he was at the Peace Bus.
Yes.
So something that we loved about him was different from, you know, Rebecca, yeah, was she was an organization, but Kwabi had a message, and yeah, I loved this. So for him, he was the kind of person who really advocates for peace, and what he does is he educates kids all ages, to be, yeah, totally honest. Like, even as an adult,
I'm learning.
Air quotes as adult.
Yeah. Adult. I'm into that category.
I'm an adult, I think. I don't know. But what's really great is he advocates for peace in really cool ways. So he, mm-hmm, kind of visits different, like, schools, locations, and, yes, just kind of educates people on, you know, bettering yourself, bettering the community, and how he does that is through travel.
Yes.
So we really love, like Kristen mentioned, in the month of November, to give people a voice on our podcast to kind of share those amazing messages with travel. Mm-hmm. But one really special guest, I will say, and this is, yes, like our third one, was Kevin Chandler.
Oh, I love him.
His was unbelievable.
I feel like it was just such an inspiring story, I,
yes,
think, on my end. Like, something that was really cool was that him and his friends, because Kevin has
spinal muscular atrophy.
Yep.
So for someone with those kind of disabilities, you wonder how can they travel. But with his kind of invention, in a way, this amazing, yep, backpack, he was able to overcome his, you know,
the challenges that he has to face.
Yeah. Exactly. And was able to travel with his friends. And he educated us on how he does that and how his organization helps people like him and families. So we really, like we mentioned, love finding people, organizations, and just share their stories and how we can help, and maybe even our listener, you,
yeah,
can also help too if you really like their cause. So this month,
yes,
we decided, we're like, okay, we've done all types of different organizations,
absolutely,
people, stories. What can we do this year? And this is what brought us to the Wolf Conservation Center in New York.
Woo-hoo.
And we interviewed Dana Gowen.
Yes.
And something that I really love about the Wolf Conservation Center, it's an organization to protect and preserve wolves and their ecosystems.
Yes.
And educates us on what our part is to support their effort.
Yep.
So when we interviewed Dana Gowen, who is responsible for coordinating and leading many of the center's educational programs,
yep,
and outreach initiatives, which aim to engage and educate the public about the importance of wolf conservation. So for this Twin Talk, we're discussing our time at the Wolf Conservation Center we went to earlier this year.
Yes.
So we actually, fun fact, probably wondering, like, why this organization out of, you know,
So many,
because there's so many I still want to cover.
Yeah,
but
no.
This, the reason why we decided to, is when we were brainstorming,
yes,
for this episode, we actually, like, had this really fun flashback back,
yes,
to middle school.
Yeah. We're going back.
We're going real back. And something that really stood out to me in our childhood was when we adopted a wolf.
Yes.
And this through this organization, Wolf Conservation,
yeah,
Center. And in middle school, we had to adopt a wolf,
yes,
and really, like, educate ourselves on what the Wolf Conservation Center was all about.
Yep.
But it was a kind of a fun science project. But unfortunately, we never got to actually meet the wolf we adopted.
No.
We kind of heard it via, like, newsletters and emails.
Yeah.
We never got to meet the wolf we adopted. So we were like, wouldn't it be really fun to revisit as adults and actually absorb it? Because to be fair, we were in middle school.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't take my education seriously, but I forgot everything. So I thought it'd be a great way to revisit it, relearn, and understand what the conservation's really doing for the community.
And also for the environment as
well. Exactly, which is really important to us.
Which actually Dana really goes into in our episode, talks about how important wolves are to our environment.
It's
like,
wild.
It's like, I mean, I always knew, but it's, like, really nice to kind of get that sort of refresher and understanding of, like, you know, because I feel like a lot of the times, even myself, and I feel like a lot of other people have misconceptions on wolves.
Yeah.
So she goes into our episode talking about the misconceptions. She debunks a lot of things and also discusses how important in our environment that wolves are to society. So definitely take a listen and
100%.
Listen, because Dana is the expert here, so I
not
would
us.
Let, yeah, I would let you listen to her, not us in that aspect.
Yep. So they really do some really cool events. And so what we decided to do in honor to kind of donate our time, but also educate you on what's going on, we decided to do an evening howl.
I know.
Which honestly is so cool. So what's really fun about this organization is that they do a lot of really cool events to kind of raise awareness, but also money to keep the conservation alive and also help what they're doing. So what we decided to do, and this is back in the spring, just to give people some perspective. So before I move forward, I do want to really highlight that because this was in the past, they had two ambassador wolves.
Yes.
And one ambassador wolf passed away.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it
was
Alayawa.
Alayawa unfortunately passed away.
Yeah. So when the footage we're going to be showing you, the little nuggets of things, unfortunately Alayawa will be presented in it, but she is no longer with us. But they were at the time, which is really a really beautiful full circle moment, is that a pup was born in that same spring who is now a new ambassador for their conservation center. So I just want to preface that before I get into all the cool details, but something that we really wanted to highlight.
Yes. We actually did end up starting our day. We figured, like, because the evening howl was obviously in the evening.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's make a day trip out of it. And actually, it was really cool because Mama Vogel joined us.
Yes, it was so nice.
On our little evening howl adventure.
Yeah.
So we decided to start in this little town called Rye, New York.
Yes.
It's kind of on the way if you go to North Salem, which is where the conservation center is.
Yeah.
So we figured to make a day of it. And our initial plan was that we were going to go to there's like this sort of beach area. It's like called Dry Beach. And they had this really great restaurant right on the beach. And it has kind of like, you know, fun little lobster rolls and other stuff. And we thought that would be like
a margarita.
A yellow margarita. We're like, let's celebrate our, you know, wolf day with some, you know, fun food and, you know, drinks or whatever.
Yeah.
We get there. And because, you know, we Long Island, we go to the beach all the time. Like, you know, we have our beach chairs and everything ready. And we get there to find out that to even get on the beach, you have to pay.
Oh my
god.
It was so stupid.
It was
expensive.
Okay. I think it was like $20.
I think it was $30 or
something. It might have been $30.
I think it was $30.
It was around there. And I was like, and we all kind of looked at each other like, we knew this was only going to be like maybe like
an hour to two.
And we're like, that's not worth it. So we decided not to do it. So if you end up going to that restaurant, which I'm blanking on the name, maybe I'll discover it, I'll write it here.
Yeah.
If you end up going, please let me know what you thought. Because we didn't get to go. But Plan B ended up being really nice.
I thought it was better.
I honestly ended up being like, you know what? This is great.
Yeah.
So we ended up actually going to Rye Park.
Yeah.
It's actually really cute.
It was adjacent.
It was kind of adjacent.
Right next to each other. So you could walk.
Exactly. So we ended up driving over to, I think it was like Playland Park, which is a sort of amusement park that they have in the area.
Yeah.
And which is actually what I would say Rye, New York is kind of known for, the sort of boardwalk in this amusement park. At the time we were there, it was not open.
Yeah.
So we couldn't just explore that if we wanted to, but it was cool to still kind of get like the boardwalk, and it's like, you know, it was kind of empty, so it was still fun regardless.
Yeah.
But when we walked the boardwalk, we ended up doing a nice little picnic together with mom, and we kind of like, I crocheted, did a little bit of painting.
Yeah,
it was a very nice, like artsy little, you know, fun day to have with mom until we were ready to drive all the way up to the Nature Conservation Center. Well, you know, the Wolf Conservation Center.
No, because Rye had it, like, honestly, it was the cutest town.
Oh my God, I loved it.
We were hopping in different shops. We even talked to one of the shop owners for a little bit. And it was super lovely.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend if, like, you know, you're doing, like, for us, we did the Evening Howl.
Yeah.
So it was really nice to add something else to the Evening Howl. And, like, the areas around it are really adorable. So we highly recommend.
Yeah, Hudson Valley area is just, like, so awesome. Like, you literally can't lose anywhere you go.
Yeah. But what's really cool is that they host events like the Evening Howl. But something that was really unique about this Evening Howl out of other ones is that we can drink.
I know, this was so fun.
And this is something I just also want to preface, that this Evening Howl, that's like also like, you know, 21 and over friendly, you know, obviously they serve you wine and drinks, whatever. That's not normal.
It's a special thing that they do.
It's a special thing that they do that I feel like I noted that was more of a springtime thing. So when this comes out, like, this is more in the, you know, fall, you know, adventure. This, you can definitely book this.
Check it out.
This is a spring event from the impression I got from when we booked it anyway, which was super cool. So the Evening Howl, you learn about, like, the mythology, biology, and ecology of wolf families in North America.
Yeah.
And after the wine, though, we were taken to a room where they actually have, like, a live recording of the wolves in the facility.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Which was, like, our first look in, you know, the pup wolf that we mentioned earlier, who is now the new ambassador. It was a really cool thing to, like, learn and also see, because, like Kristen said, seeing the wolves wasn't always guaranteed, but they do have cameras around, so if we could see them, you know, in person, like, where the, what would you call it?
Their dens.
Their, like, dens, yeah. They have cameras in certain areas around the location, so you can kind of see them in a more, I don't know, discreet way, or in their more natural habitat, which was honestly, like, the coolest thing ever.
It was cool, because we kind of, like, sat there and we, like, waited for, you know, them to start sort of the presentation of them giving more background on the wolves and, like, you know, the ambassador wolves and what they're about and, like, just everything about the, you know, conservation center.
Yeah.
So it was cool because we got to see the little pups in the video.
Oh, my God. I was feral.
I was feral for that. I was, like, I have such cute aggression for, like, little pups, you know? I'm like,
oh, my God.
Yo.
It was the best thing ever.
So it was, like, a really nice, again, like, that is not guaranteed to be able to even see anything. So the fact that we got to see babies, like, stop.
It,
like,
was the best.
Heart
it was,
soaring.
It was
100%.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Then after we got the whole education in that room, because they kind of break down, like, what they're about, why you're here, learning more about, like, the backstory of, like, the wolves, what they do for the environment, which is what we highlight also in our episode, in our podcast episode. Then we took a sunset stroll to, I don't want to call them a cage, because that's not the case. It's kind of like
just a gated facility, that way we are not, you know, disrupting them in any sort of way. But it still allows us to be able to view their natural habitat as close as possible.
We got to really meet the cool ambassador wolves. Like you mentioned, we were, like, in that really cool area, and she's kind of feeding them, and we're also learning about them. There was, like, a secondary den as well, which was actually really cool, because they were the they're endangered red wolves and Mexican wolves that reside in that area. And again, we got super lucky that we got to actually see them, because again, these are wild animals. It's not, like, guaranteed that you see them.
Yeah.
But in general, it was really cool that we were able to see them from a distance, and it was just, honestly, I know I keep saying it was amazing, but it really, really,
it's really
was.
Humbling too, to kind of, like, get the opportunity to see these, like, very, they're endangered. Like, they're, it's, especially, it's unfortunate that we are the cause of their endangerment.
100%.
Like, that's the problem that they're facing and what they're trying to educate everyone else on.
Yes.
So it's very a humbling experience to see them in their most natural habitat, and then, like, also what that conservation center is doing, not just for, like, and we feel really lucky it's in New York, but it's all over America that they are doing this sort of cause for. It's just, as I would say, it's like the home base, you know?
And honestly, I just feel like it was one of those experiences that, you know, we mentioned the month of November is giving back.
Yes.
It's something that really means a lot to us, and something we like to advocate when you travel is being conscious of what you're doing for the local communities. So something we really hope is that, you know, our episodes can bring awareness to these amazing causes, specifically this month, the Wolf Conservation Center. So you can either, we're going to be linking everything below in this episode. So whether you want to donate, whether you want to adopt a wolf, or you want to actually go yourself and have these kinds of experiences, we highly encourage it. Our episode, the podcast episode, just scratches the surface of so many amazing details, but these people really make an experience of your free time, of really learning, such one that I personally believe that someone, everyone needs to experience for once like once in
their lifetime. Absolutely.
Thank you. Yes.
I got you.